Chapter 15. Welcome to another episode of this podcast where we explore the timeless teachings of ancient texts in a modern context. Today, we're diving into Chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita, one of the most profound and inspiring spiritual texts of all times. As you may know, the Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue between Lord Krishna and his friend and disciple Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It is a conversation about life, death, duty, and the ultimate goal of human existence. In Chapter 15, Lord Krishna introduces the concept of the eternal tree and uses it as a metaphor to explain the nature of the material world and the spiritual realm. He describes the tree's roots as the supreme being, the trunk as the universal form of the Lord, and the branches are the various living entities. Now, at first glance, this might seem like a complex and esoteric concept, but bear with me, because it has profound implications for our daily lives. Think of the tree as a symbol of our own consciousness. The roots represent our connection to the divine, the source of all creation. The trunk represents our material body, which is like a vehicle we use to navigate the world. And the branches represent our thoughts, emotions, and actions, which are the fruits of our consciousness. Lord Krishna explains that the branches of the tree are of two kinds, those that reach upwards towards the spiritual realm and those that reach downwards towards the material world. The upward-reaching branches are those that are focused on self-realization, on cultivating a relationship with the Supreme Being, and on transcending the limitations of the material world. The downward-reaching branches, on the other hand, are those that are focused on material enjoyment, on fulfilling our desires, and on seeking pleasure and comfort in the external world. Now, here is the key point. Lord Krishna urges us to cultivate the upward-reaching branches, to focus on our spiritual growth and development, and to make that our primary goal in life. He reminds us that the material world is full of distractions and illusions, and that it's easy to get lost in its endless cycle of pleasure and pain. But by focusing on the spiritual, by cultivating our connection to the divine, we can rise above those distractions and achieve true happiness and fulfillment. So how do we do that? Lord Krishna gives us a few pointers. He encourages us to be detached from the fruits of our actions, to focus on the action itself rather than the outcome. He reminds us that everything in the material world is temporary and impermanent, and that true happiness can only be found in the external realm of the divine. He also encourages us to practice self-discipline, to control our senses and our mind, and to cultivate a sense of detachment from the external world. He reminds us that we are not the body, that we are eternal spiritual beings, and that our true nature is blissful and peaceful. Now I know this might sound like a lot to take in, but trust me, it's worth it. The teachings of the Bhagavad Gita have been inspiring people for thousands of years, and they have the power to transform our lives today. So as we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on the teachings of Chapter 15. Think about your own consciousness as a tree, with upward-reaching branches that lead to a spiritual growth and downward-reaching branches that lead to material distractions, and ask yourselves, which branches are you cultivating in your own life? Are you focused on the spiritual? Or are you getting lost in the material world? How can you cultivate a deeper connection to the divine in your own life? These are big questions, but they're worth exploring. And remember, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita are not meant to be theoretical or abstract. They are meant to be lived. So as you reflect on these teachings, think about how you can apply them in your daily life. Perhaps you can start by setting aside some time each day for a meditation or prayer to connect with the divine and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Or maybe you can practice detachment by letting go of attachment to material possessions and focusing instead on building relationships and experiences that bring you joy and fulfillment. Whatever approach you take, remember that the journey towards spiritual growth is not always easy. It requires dedication, discipline, and a willingness to let go of old habits and patterns of thinking. But it's also incredibly rewarding and can bring a sense of purpose and meaning to your life that transcends the temporary pleasures of the material world. So as we conclude this episode, I invite you to take these teachings with you and apply them in your own life. Remember that you are the tree of your own consciousness with the power to cultivate upward-reaching branches that lead to spiritual growth and fulfillment. And with the guidance of the Bhagavad Gita, you can find the wisdom and inspiration you need to make that journey a reality. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.